Well, hi, it's Marcus McCaughan here on Audio Boo, and I wanted to do this short boo. I've been meaning to do it since this morning and had to wait just due to circumstances till I was out in the parks again heading home. But it's funny in a peculiar kind of way, and it's all about bureaucracy in hospitals. Okay, so what's the story? Well, this morning I had an appointment at the St. John's Hospital in Livingston, a nearby town, a few miles away, to have my blood checked. I have a blood disorder. It's not life-threatening. Well, it would be if I wasn't getting treatment, to be honest with you. But anyway, no matter what it is. So what I have to do, like many others who attend the haematology clinic on a Wednesday, you go in, and at first you go to the nurse, and the nurse takes your bloods, as they say. What's the word for taking bloods? The person that takes blood again. It's quite an unusual name. It's nothing like a blood taker, or a leech, or a vampire, or... Oh my goodness, it's quite a funny word. I wish I remember that now. Anyway, no matter. So, the funny thing is that the girl... One of the nurses that takes my blood regular actually has exactly the same surname as mine's, and we've become friends over years, and it's not McCaughan, but it's the same name, and I've got to know her well. But they've changed the system in the hospital. You used to go up to a certain department, have your bloods taken. That bloods would be sent down to the lab. You would then travel from there down and check in for your appointment, etc. Well, they've changed it now. So the blood department is down beside the OPD department, the outpatient department that you go to. So anyway, I went in, and Linda had a wee blether again, and she says, oh, it's a new system, and when you leave here now... just go back to the counter, tell them you've had your blood taken, and then they'll tell you. So I did that, and what they said was, well, just go back round to the waiting room, and the relevant waiting room, and wait. So anyway, I went round there, sat down as usual. I was listening to Audio Boo, which is irrelevant to the story, by the way, but I just thought I'd mention that. And an old lady came in and sat facing me, and she looked a bit perturbed, so I switched off my listening, and I asked her what the problem was, and she says this place is upside down, they keep changing things every time I come in here, and now I've got to go and tell someone my name. Anyway, the male nurse that's there, and I he's been there for years, he's one of the nurses, he's the only male nurse in these departments, and I've known him for a wee while, and he came along. She called him over and told him who she was. He says, well, that's fine, just wait, we'll call you. And then he went up the hall, came back down, and then said, is there anyone here for haematology? So I says, yes, I am. And a lady behind me said, yes, I am. And someone else said the same. And he says, what's your names? So I told him mine's, and the ladies told him theirs. And he says, well, that's fine. Have you had your weights done? Because they always weigh you first. And I said, no, we've not been done yet. So he says, well, who's first? And this lady says, kindly said, well, this gentleman was here before me, so he must be first. I said, that's correct. So anyway, I went in. But I went to go to the usual place up the corridor, which is the corridor that leads into all the rooms for where the consultants are. And he says, no, it's not there. Come in here. And come into this room and we'll weigh you in here. So, of course, I said, what's going on here? Health and safety? Moving the scales out that narrow corridor? He says, no. Patient confidentiality. And I thought, wait a minute here. So what do you mean by that? Well, apparently, he says, we're not allowed to weigh people in a public place in case someone else sees their weight. Yeah, I know. Okay, stop falling about laughing. Come on, be serious. This is a serious bureaucratic decision here. That's crazy, isn't it? So anyway, I went back out and I said to the old lady, the reason it's in there, and before I said anything, she said was health and safety, I guess. And I says no, and I told her the story, and she just about fell off her chair. And there were quite a few people sitting there. So I sat for a minute and then I thought, oh, wait a minute. So rather than keep it to myself, I said out loud to the old lady, but knowing everyone else was tuning in, that nurse just asked who was going to haematology, and three of us basically put our hands up to it, and they nodded, and I said, then he asked us our names, and she said, well, that's right, so he did. I said, so all you people here know my name, and you know that I've got a blood disorder, but you're not allowed to know my weight. And it just set them all off. Oh, absolutely manic it was. The chuckles, the laughs. So once we'd settled down, I actually got called into the doctor fairly quickly. Came out, and before I left, I had to give a note to this male nurse regarding further treatment. So, and I said to him before I left, you know that carry-on about weighing people in the public sphere? He says, yes. So I explained my wee story about him asking who had a blood disorder and what their names were. And he started laughing. He says, yeah, I know, it's absolutely crazy. He says, but the system now, of course, he says, that they're getting round to is that we won't ask that. You'll come round from the counter, the main counter, after giving your blood. And you'll approach a nurse and say, hello, I am Mr. So-and-so, and I'm here to have my blood, or see the consultant in haematology. And I says, well, okay, so that's how it's going to be. And he says, yes, so no one did what I had to do earlier on. I says, okay. So once the consultant's ready to see me, you're going to walk back along that hall and call my name out, aren't you? Or the doctor is. Hadn't thought about that, he said. So I was saying, well, how are you going to work round about this then? I have no idea, and I guess before long, he says, it'll revert back to the way it was. I mean, how bureaucratic is that? I'm walking by, you are being weighed, and someone walks by, someone you do not know, and spots your weight, goes and tells every bugger, yeah, that boy up there, you know, he's 11 stone 4. I don't know his name, but I know his weight. Bureaucratic decisions in hospitals. What makes it even worse is the fact that someone is getting paid to make decisions like that, and to have nurses pulling their hair out, what's left of it by now, pulling their hair out over stupid and silly and expensive decisions, all based on one person's ideas of what they think your private life should be held in confidentiality. Never mind your weight, what about my name and finding out my illness? Yeah, daft. It's daft, it's madness, it's baloney, it's stupid. But of course, it's the National Health. Long live the National Health. Bye for now.